new project. Let's say, for example, we have project 1 or project 2. And then the location for that will be Cebu, for example. And then the commission rate, this is intended for our realty firms. Let's say we have 5%. And then the reserve commission rate, if this is intended for our agents. Let's say, for example, we have 45%. But if ever na hindi po tayo magbibigay ng reservation. Good day, ma'am, mister. So this is Divina Michelle Calvo, Sector Agent from Microsoft Solutions. So for today's session, I will be going to introduce you to our Microsoft Realty Developer System. So first is we have files. So under the files, we have to click our project. We have to click the new to input new project. Let's say, for example, we have project 1 or project 2. And then the location for that will be Cebu, for example. And then the commission rate, this is intended for our realty firms. Let's say we have 5%. And then the reserve commission rate, if this is intended for our agents. Let's say, for example, we have 45%. But if ever na hindi po tayo magbibigay ng reservation commission rate, we will leave it at 0. And then the same goes with our agent incentive. Let's say, for example, we have 2,000. And then hit save. Okay? As you can see, project 2 is added to our project. Next is we have to input our unit. For unit, we have to choose our project, which is the project 2. If every na isa lang po, individual po yung units natin in every project, we have to click add unit. But if every na marami po is we have to click the generate unit. And then we have to choose the project, which is the project 2. Input the unit details. We have, for example, two bedroom, CR and lavatory, for example. And then floor area will be 100 square meters. Lot area will be 200 square meters. And then the cost or yung puhunan po natin naman sir is, for example, we have 2,500,000. And then the price of that will be 4,500,000. And then the payment scheme will be NA lang po muna since wala pa po tayong payment scheme na intended for our project 2. So babalikan lang po natin yan once na naka-create na po tayo ng payment scheme. So for the number of units, let's say we have 10 units. The prefix will be block 1,